Hello, my friends, and welcome. This week, my fellow staff members and I are going to be beginning a two-part series with you titled A Fruitful Life, which means we're going to be speaking about the fruit of the Spirit. Now, we find the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23, and I'm going to be reading out of the ESV translation, and it goes on to say, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." So what exactly is the fruit of the Spirit? So before I go into further detail, I'd love to paint a picture for us. And it's that if I was to ask you to think of someone you know, and especially someone that you know well, one of the very first things that's going to pop up in your mind is the very characteristics of this person. You see, it's through the fruit of the Spirit that we get a look at the very characteristics of who God is and the very essence of His character and what overflows from His heart towards both you and I. You see, God doesn't want to share in this characteristics alone. You see, going all the way back to Genesis, going all the way back to the beginning of creation, God's heart and intent was always for mankind to be made in His image and made in His likeness. And you know, going to 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 and onwards, it speaks about how through our faith in Christ, that again has become a reality that can happen. We became new creations. You see, your born-again spirit is made in the very image of God. And it's through your born-again spirit that you get to experience the very likeness of God's character, because that is now a reality for you to experience, being one spirit joined with the Lord. And so the question is posed, how do we experience this and see it operate in our everyday lives? Well, you see, Jesus in John 15 verse 4 and 5 goes on to share the very key on how we experience the fruits of the Spirit in our lives and see it demonstrated to the people around us. So it goes on to say, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Now remember, we're speaking on the fruit of the Spirit, and the key of what Jesus is communicating in these passages is how the fruit comes. You see, he says, apart from me, you can do nothing. But he gives us the keys, is that he is the vine. We are the branches. That word abide means to live in that reality, to dwell in that reality, to keep our hearts fixated on that reality of a close, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus. And Jesus says, as we focus on that and make that the number one priority in our lives, that we will actually see this fruit manifest in our lives. Why? It's because by beholding Him and beholding those very characteristics from His heart that overflow towards us, Jesus has given us a promise that you will see that effortlessly overflow to the people around you. And this is one of the key ways that we can witness to people, because just a couple of verses on, Jesus goes on to say in John 15 verse 8, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples." You see, we've been called to a life of being ambassadors of Christ, which means one that represents. And so it's through the fruit of the Spirit that we can represent the very heart and characteristics of who God is to the people around us. My friends, let's go out there and let's go and show the world the fruit that we draw from our relationship with God. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.